Important safety information will be available at the end of this discussion. In this Meet the Experts recording with pharmacists Gordon Sachs and Reed Nishikawa, we'll focus on the importance of admixture stability.
What Reed and I'd like to try to accomplish today is try to attack three learning objectives. One is just to talk about the importance of stability with parenteral nutrition, and we'll go into some background about, well, I use a specific term, stability. Is there a difference between stability and compatibility? And we'll talk a little bit about that. The second thing is that there's some new analytical techniques that are now available to look at parenteral nutrition stability. So that's our second objective, is to talk about the different analytical techniques that you need to be aware of in order to evaluate stability. And then the third one is really, so what's the big deal? You know, why should I be aware of this? Does it have an impact on my patients? New data that has been generated by Fresenius Kabi, and specifically for the lipid products that are manufactured by Fresenius Kabi, the SMOF lipid, which I'll refer to as a 4-oil lipid emulsion, and then Omegavin, which is 100% fish oil. And then what is so strong, I feel, about the data that we've generated is that we've looked at it with a variety of different products that you use in your own institutions or home infusion environments. So we looked at Travisol 10%, we looked at Clinisol 15%, Clinamine 15%, and Prosol 20%. And then we'll go through and start talking about, as I said, what techniques we use to evaluate the stability. But I want to step back a moment and ask Reed to kind of have a discussion about what is parenteral nutrition stability and how does that differ from compatibility?
Well, when you talk about stability, you have to look at the macronutrients that you're compounding the PN with, number one. And number two, you have to look at the final concentration of each macronutrient. We found that we had data with 13 different formulas with the 4-oil emulsion. If you look at the 13 formulas, they have different final concentrations of amino acid, dextrose, and water. They are very much formulation specific.
If you turn to the adult pamphlet, and if you open it up, the very first one in the table is looking at the use of Travisol 10%. And what Reed was saying is, if you look at the very first formulation, there's a SMOF lipid final concentration of 0.9%. So before, when Dave Driscoll was just looking at 100% soybean oil, essentially he was saying that you can't go below 2%. Okay. So what the advantage, what we're showing here is that what I like to say is you can violate the 10-4-2 rule. And that's just for what we've evaluated for the 4-oil and then the 100% fish oil lipid. And then you'll notice, though, it differs a little between amino acids. And so this is for Travisol. And then we have a table for Clinisol. And then we have a separate table for Clinamine. You can see they're not all exactly the same. And so what it's telling you is there's some proprietary differences, if you will, that have an impact on stability. And so the way to read this table then is, as Reed was saying, is if you look at that first formulation, and the way we structured it is to look at, we went from the lowest to the highest concentration of fat emulsion, then you'll see what the other minimum concentrations are. So for a final concentration of a 4-oil at 0.9%, it means you have to have at least a final concentration, that if you're using Travisol, of 5.3%, and at least a final dextrose concentration of 18.9%. So you can go higher than that, but these are what we would call as the minimum concentration. And then, as Reed was explaining, what we found is that the amino acid is kind of the important rate limiting factor. That's what kind of buffers everything. And so the problems come in that you'll notice that in very low concentrations of a 4-oil, you'll see that there's pretty darn high final concentrations of amino acids. Why is that? It's because that's what's buffering and trying to contribute to that stability. Only when you get up to pretty high concentrations with the fat emulsions will you see that you're able to come down a little on some of the amino acids.
Stay tuned for part two as our experts discuss factors that affect the stability of parenteral nutrition admixtures. SMOF lipid, lipid injectable emulsion USP for intravenous use, and intralipid, lipid injectable emulsion for intravenous use, important safety information. SMOF lipid and intralipid are indicated in adult and pediatric patients as a source of calories and essential fatty acids for parenteral nutrition, PN, when oral or enteral nutrition is not possible, insufficient, or contraindicated. SMOF lipid should not be received by patients who have a known allergy to fish, eggs, soybean, or peanut, or any of the ingredients, and intralipid should not be received by patients with a known allergy to egg, soybean, or peanut, or any of the ingredients, or abnormally high levels of lipid triglycerides in the blood. SMOF lipid and intralipid may cause serious side effects, including death with rapid infusion of intravenous lipid emulsion in neonates and infants, risk of parenteral nutrition-associated liver disease, allergic reactions, fat overload syndrome, refeeding syndrome, and elevated triglyceride levels. Contact your healthcare provider to learn more. For a more complete overview of the full risk profile, visit www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/smofflipidpi, www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/intralipid20pi, or www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/intralipid30pi. This safety information is intended for U.S. audiences only. Omegaven fish oil triglycerides injectable emulsion for intravenous use, important safety information. Omegaven is indicated as a source of calories and fatty acids in pediatric patients with parenteral nutrition-associated cholestasis or PNAC. It does not prevent PNAC. It has not been demonstrated that the clinical outcomes seen in pediatric patients are due to the omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid ratio of the product. Should not be received by patients who have a known allergy to fish or egg protein or any of the ingredients, a severe bleeding disorder, or abnormally high levels of lipid triglycerides in the blood. May cause serious side effects, including death, with rapid infusion of intravenous lipid emulsion in neonates and infants, allergic reactions, fat overload syndrome, refeeding syndrome, and elevated triglycerides. Contact your healthcare provider to learn more. For a more complete overview of the full risk profile, visit www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/omegavenpi. This safety information is intended for U.S. audiences only.